But right now, let's focus our attention on the West Virginia Mountaineers. To help us do that, Keenan Cummings from WVSports.com. Obviously, that's WestVirginiaSports.com, at Rivals Keenan on Twitter. And Keenan, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And really, before we even get started on the game and the team in general, I was privileged to be on that that media session the other day with West Virginia head coach Neil Brown. And I'll tell you, I haven't talked to him very many times or haven't been around him very many times, but I came away very, very impressed with what he had to say, the preparation that he had, just kind of how he had everything detailed, talking about the good, here's the bad, here's what we need to improve on, here's the players that played really well. I was just overall really, really impressed with Neil Brown. What's the general thoughts of him since he's taken over as the head coach there at West Virginia?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Very detail-oriented. This is a guy that plans out practically everything he does. That's why a lot of this pandemic and everything that's gone along with it has been challenging for him. He's such a detail-oriented, planned-out guy, and he's had to kind of work around that a little bit, be a little bit more flexible. He even admitted it's probably the most flexible he's ever had to be, you know, when it comes to being a coach. And it's one of his strong suits. I think he's really a pleasure to deal with when it comes from the media perspective. Pretty straightforward with his answers. You know, he gives you pretty good, as you said, concise, you know, wrapped-up summaries of each game, moves on to the next. And I think that, you know, it's really hard to complain right now with what you've seen out of Neil Brown. You know, this team is not where West Virginia fans want it to be, but last year I think a lot of people looked at it as, for lack of a better term, a year zero in a sense with the way Dana Holgorsen had left the program depth-wise. So I think things are positive right now for Neil Brown. A lot of people really likes what he's done so far. Obviously, didn't like what happened last week, but going on the road against Oklahoma State is not an easy place to win.
Jarrett Daigie, he kind of took over this program midseason at that quarterback position. How would you assess, I know it's very early in the season, but kind of how would you assess his performance for their first couple games, Keenan?
Up and down. I think he looked excellent against Eastern Kentucky, but he's supposed to. I mean, against an overmatched FCS team, you better look good. Or, you know, you don't find many things out in those games, but you find out whether you're a bad team. You don't know if you're a good team, but you know you're not a bad team. Against Oklahoma State, it was more up and down. He missed some throws. You know, he dealt with some pressure, though. The tackles did not play well. But he also made some plays, too. I think West Virginia thinks, you know, he can be their guy. They can build the offense around him this year, and he can manage the system. He has experience. He started a bunch of games at Bowling Green, so there's confidence there, and I do think that he's going to play a lot better this week is what their belief is.
West Virginia there in Morgantown is a very, very tough place to play in normal situations. How much is it different, or is it that much different without the fans there in Morgantown?
It's totally different. I mean, it's just from my perspective. You know, I was able to attend the first game as a media member, and it was just wild. You know, no fans in the stands. You know, obviously there's some noise on the video boards and, you know, fan noise pumped in a little bit, but it's not the same. It's a weird environment. I think obviously playing at home helps under any circumstance. You don't have to travel. You know, you're familiar with everything. That is always going to help you. But it kind of hurts those teams that really rely on those home field advantages. And anybody that's ever been to Morgantown understands how crazy the fans are here about their Mountaineers.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is
a raucous place.
Yeah, exactly. With no doubt. I mean, big time raucous place. Keenan Cummings is our guest right now on ESPN Central Texas, talking all things West Virginia Mountaineers. And West Virginia had a lot of penalties last week. And just again, going back to Neil Brown and the guy he is, I know that was something that got under his skin. How does he go about trying to clean that up as they prepare for Baylor this week?
Yeah, that's understating it in a sense. You know, that was the most penalties of the Neil Brown era. They couldn't get out of their own way. You know, West Virginia didn't just shoot themselves in the foot. They blew it off last week. I mean, they had chances to beat Oklahoma State, which is kind of wild. You know, a lot of people thought that would be a very difficult game for West Virginia. But, you know, you got to give credit to Oklahoma State. But West Virginia didn't help themselves. And they go back to the drawing board. You know, clean up a lot of that stuff. Some of the stuff Neil Brown can live with. You know, some effort penalties, stuff like that. You're going to get that sometimes, holding on plays. But it's the things that, you know, are inexcusable. You know, the personal fouls, you know, false starts, stuff that you have to avoid, you have to clean up. And it's something that they came into the season really focusing on. So it was kind of surprising that West Virginia just couldn't get out of their own way in a lot of areas.
Going back to that game last year, Keenan, obviously Baylor ended up pulling that out. But that West Virginia defensive line, especially the Stills brothers, just did – an incredible job against Baylor's O-line. Is that another kind of matchup that they want to try to exploit this in this year's matchup in this year's game is that that you know front three versus the Baylor O-line.
Yeah, that was Darius's breakout game. I mean, he had played well all year, but that was when he really announced himself to the rest of the country in convincing fashion. I think West Virginia thinks they have some matchups there, but I also think this Baylor offensive line is probably better than it was last year. And they got some guys coming back. It's going to be interesting. The way Oklahoma State played West Virginia, they really protected their quarterback. You know, 6-7-man protection looks really didn't give West Virginia's defensive line a chance to impact the game. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, Baylor obviously is a very different situation, has an experienced quarterback, an offense they trust. So I'm interested to see how Baylor handles that. I do think it's one of the more key matchups in the game. If West Virginia can generate pressure, bring in three or four guys, I think they have a very good chance.
The ground game for West Virginia showed a little bit of life against Oklahoma State. How important is it for Neil Brown to have this ground game keep moving forward?
Oh, it's essential. That was one of the absolute worst parts of last season. I mean, it was a historically bad rushing attack for West Virginia last year. They had 7 games last year, guys, where they rushed for 51 yards or fewer.
Ooh.
That just can't happen.
Right.
That's hard to win a football game if you cannot run. This year, Letty Brown already has matched, just Letty Brown himself personally, has matched West Virginia's team output in 100-yard rushing performances in 2 games. So it's definitely better. They're trying to control the line of scrimmage. They're trying to run the football. They're getting short yardage. I think if you're a West Virginia fan, you're encouraged because this offensive line, you know, they're not going the wrong direction. They're actually getting targeted up. They're moving some people. It isn't great. You know, you're concerned about your tackles, especially in pass protection. But so far in the run game, if you can run the ball in Oklahoma State to the extent they did, you feel pretty good about where you're going.
Talking right now with Keenan Cummings from WestVirginiaSports.com. That's WVSports.com, at Rivals Keenan on Twitter. And Tony Fields, he was a transfer from Arizona. Now he's there as a linebacker for West Virginia. How big of a factor has he been for that West Virginia defense early on?
Absolutely massive. He has brought athleticism to a linebacker group that really just didn't have a lot of it. I mean, something that stood out to me, guys, is game one. The guy played 25 snaps, had 10 tackles.
Wow.
And he's now kind of just learning, you know, what to do in this defense. They're really figuring him out as well, you know, what he likes to do. And he followed that up, another 9-tackle interception game. He brings a lot of athleticism and a lot of just what West Virginia's really been trying to find at that linebacker position. He has a lot of experience, played over 2,300 snaps at Arizona, you know, 37 starts in his career. So you insert him into this defense, you give yourself that missing element that you haven't been able to find.
For game number 3 coming up for West Virginia, do you expect the playbook to open up just a little bit more like it should each week?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case across college football. I mean, you guys have watched games too. It's the product right now is a little sloppy, but I think everybody expected that. There's a lot of things that have gone on this offseason, a lot of things that have messed with preparation. I think West Virginia, you're going to see them continue to get more comfortable. They have a quarterback they trust, as I mentioned earlier. They have a run game that's at least going forward this year. So I think you're going to see them try to do some things. It'll be interesting against this Baylor team. You know, they obviously have some very good players on defense, but it'll be interesting to see how they attack their front, which was another critical matchup last year. Because when you look at this game, I think both fronts, both of the defensive fronts, won their respective side of the ball. Whichever one wins this year, I think, could go pretty big towards dictating who wins this football game.
Baylor has a couple of offensive players that really stand out in a major way. And last week, Tressen Ebner was the guy. I mean, 4 touchdowns in total, 1 running, 1 receiving, 2 by way of kick return. Sometimes you don't get 2 kick return touchdowns in a season, let alone in 1 game, but he did that. How much extra attention do you think that West Virginia is going to have to put on Ebner just to kind of keep him, you know, at bay?
Well, West Virginia would be pretty good to not kick the ball to him.
Yes.
I think after 1 week of a guy taking 2 back, that's enough. I mean, you shouldn't have to kick the ball to him. But I do think that, you know, finding a way for him, and not just him either, but, you know, Baylor's got an impressive group of backs. I think West Virginia's got to be able to control them on the ground. And I think that, you know, the way they can get him in space and do some things, and he's an athletic guy, I think it's a challenge for West Virginia. I think you're most concerned if you're West Virginia, though, about what Charlie Brewer can do when he's scrambling.
Right.
Not necessarily, you know, on design runs, but when plays break down, the guy just, he doesn't do anything great, but he does everything well. and that makes for an excellent college quarterback.
Keenan, before we let you go, what's your gut feeling for Saturday? You don't have to give us actually a prediction or anything or a score. Just kind of how do you feel that this game will go, at least from the West Virginia side?
I got asked this last week about Oklahoma State, and I felt it was going to be a really close game, one possession game. I thought West Virginia would lose the game in the end, and that's kind of what happened. It ended up being two because of a late touchdown, right, but it was a one-possession game with minutes left. I think this is similar. I think West Virginia and Baylor are going to have a very close game. I like what Baylor has at quarterback, but I like West Virginia at home. And until Baylor's able to do it in Morgantown, even without fans, I think West Virginia wins a very close game, 28-24.
Ooh, nice call, nice call. All right, well, we'll be paying attention for sure. 11 a.m. kickoff. You can hear that game right here on ESPN Central Texas. It's a shame there won't be any fans there, but it'll still be fun to watch these two teams get after it. That's Keenan Cummings from WVSports.com. Again, on Twitter, at RivalsKeenan. Thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend, enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Anytime.